Joining me on the phone from Crookston, Minnesota, is Jerry Amia. Now, Jerry is a longtime, now retired, county auditor for Polk County in Minnesota. He worked in that position for 44 years for Polk County. Hi, Jerry.
Well, hi, Rom.
Now, before we talk about an upcoming event in Crookston, Jerry, I'd like to hear about how the Amiots arrived in Northwest Minnesota. Little family history there.
Well, we go back to Quebec, Canada, and both of my grandparents, or actually great-grandparents, came from Quebec and settled, at least on the one side, on a farm, at least on the Amiot side, a farm on the ridge that's just over, barely into Red Lake County. It's a homestead that goes back 100 and some years, and there's still relatives living on that property.
Now, coming up, a very special event in Crookston on September 10th, and before we touch on that, Jerry mentioned his French background and history with his family. He's also very involved in a very unique and wonderful event which just was held near Red Lake Falls, the Chautauqua event, and your role there has been extensive, and it's been one of those roles that keep a very important part of our history going. How did this year's event go, Jerry?
We feel it's the best crowd we've seen. Well, I've seen. I mean, I've been involved for roughly 20 years or more with the AFRAN organization, the Association of the French of the North and Chautauqua, and I serve as treasurer. So
okay.
A follow-up to my activities as auditor treasurer for Polk County for 25 years.
And again, Jerry, in retirement, is just as busy as he was working. He's also the president of the Polk County Historical Society.
We have 12 buildings, including the Carnegie Building, which we are restoring and are making fairly good progress with that.
Mm-hmm.
11 of the 12 buildings are on an over 6-acre tract of land near just along Business Highway 2.
Okay.
Actually, just near Happy Joe's along that highway. And then we have a caboose, which we recently repainted, and also a what we call the world's largest ox cart, which was painted, repainted this spring. So basically, we've had some very good attendance at our museum since the day after Labor Day through now. Now we close for the season this coming Sunday, September 10th, the date of our annual Pioneer Day.
Let's talk about that, Jerry. Pioneer Day is coming up on Sunday, this Sunday, September 10th. Many events are planned in and around the I'll call it a campus area there, along Highway 2 near Happy Joe's on the east end of Crookston. If you would, touch upon the events that are sponsored by the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council.
Well, Rom, I'll start with the entertainment. And we are featuring two returning musical groups that bring so very interesting music, in particular the O'Neill family musicians, and Tom, Jean, and their daughter Erin are, I'm not sure if Erin can make it, but Tom is on the fiddle and guitar, and Jean O'Neill, really a neat lady and very talented, performs on the English concertina, the banjo, the penny whistle, does clogging, and the jig. And I tell you, they include the music as well as the dance, and as they are returning after a one-year absence. 4 Mile Portage is, they've been from Duluth, and they also do the dancing, the jigging and clogging, and are very much a part of the events that the Arts Legacy grants are received for by the what the O'Neills actually sponsor along with their organization over in East Grand Forks.
Okay.
They've been doing that annually for several years.
Mm-hmm. So live music will be on tap at the event on Sunday.
The O'Neill Family Musicians are on at 1 p.m.
Okay.
They are in the Centennial Building. And following at 2 p.m., 2 o'clock, 4 Mile Portage from Duluth are performing in that same building,
okay.
What we call the Centennial Building. And at 3 o'clock, Tom Brusso, from Grand Forks originally, now based out of Los Angeles, California, is coming back to the area. I've heard him perform in Grand Forks at the Empire Arts Center. He was also at our Chautauqua event.
Oh.
And was very well received, and we're very pleased that we could have him attend our event as well. He's on in the Half Soul Church at 3 o'clock, as I mentioned. So
okay,
we've added a couple things, Rom, over the years. We have the out of the from Point Paradise Stables in East Grand Forks. We have. Free wagon rides that the museum sponsors,
oh.
not part of the Arts Legacy Grant.
Right.
And also, that's from 1 to 4. And the Lefse making demonstration, Carol Solheim is doing this at 12:30 p.m. at inside the museum auditorium. So at we hope to have some spinning wheel demonstrations, as well as we have Randy Oberg from Grand Rapids, Minnesota, coming to run the blacksmith shop, and he will be giving demonstrations in that building throughout the afternoon. And we'll be running from 11 in the morning to 5 p.m. That's basically where when we serve lunch, and that
mm-hmm.
includes pie and ice cream for the extra amount, and
okay.
we have the usual exhibits and so on.
Mm-hmm. And again, that's this Sunday, September 10th, Pioneer Day in Crookston, and that's at the Pioneer Museum and the buildings around there on the east end of the city near Happy Joe's, and lots of things on display to look at. Jerry mentioned the Centennial Building. There's a blacksmith shop, there's some older homes there from the prairie days, and of course the Hofslow Church, and the museum, which is chock full of very interesting items from years gone by. Well, Jerry, thank you so much for joining us on Pioneer Radio, and I just checked the forecast. Sunday, sunny and 80.
Yeah, it sounds like the day will be good, and without the help of the Arts Legacy Grants, could not put on the events like we do for Chautauqua and the French-Canadian Métis Festival, as well as Pioneer Day, and it makes it all possible for us.
All right. And again, thank you so much, Jerry.
Well, thank you.
Jerry Amiot.